This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul A. and Becker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. As the vaccine rollouts make their way across the country, people are beginning to see a light at the end of the pandemic tunnel. And to mark the occasion, vaccine selfies have been popping up all over social. Expect to see a lot more of this new selfie trend, affectionately dubbed the Vaxi, by influencers and media outlets. As more and more people gain access to the vaccine, don't forget to add the hashtag Vaxi when it's your turn to post. I certainly will. A study from Washington State University reveals that traveling makes us happier. Well, duh. Even just talking about planning a trip in the future can give you a happy boost. So where's the place you want to go when you can? I'm going to be heading north as soon as I possibly can and can afford to. So clogs are back. Yep, comfort isn't going anywhere, it seems. According to fashion trends, those chunky slip-ons popular in the 70s are back in style, with designers putting their spin on the classic clog. Want to know what sport has done well during the pandemic? Golf. Because of social distancing, more rounds of golf were played in the last year than the year before. The last time the sport had this much action was 1997. When Tiger Woods made it big. Mind if I play through? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz. Back in 1971, a town in Indiana made a law to keep, quote, dirty hippies, unquote, from partying in parks and starting another Woodstock. It prevented gatherings of more than 500 that lasted more than 12 hours. 50 years later, LaGrange, Indiana, has finally scrapped the bylaw. So party on, hippies! Bust out the old Walkman. Audio cassettes may be making a comeback. More than 100,000 cassette tapes were sold in the U.S. last year and 120,000 in Britain. That's the most since 2003, before most of us had an MP3 player. Pop artists like Lady Gaga and Selena Gomez released albums on tape, helping make cassettes relevant again. Believe I still have one somewhere. No Inauguration Day parade in the streets for Joe Biden because of the coronavirus. Of course, they want to control crowds. And after Biden is sworn in as president, there will be a virtual parade with performances around the country. Biden's team calling it a tribute to heroes. The last five Jeopardy episodes Alex Trebek hosted are airing this week. The beloved TV host pre-taped several shows prior to his death. He died 10 days after his last taping in November. The permanent Jeopardy host hasn't been announced yet, but new episodes kick off next week with guest host Ken Jennings. Sports booking sites have been taking bets on who'll be the next host. Former champ temporary host Ken Jennings is the front runner. Finally, thanks to Don Consolino, who forwarded a Diana Houck email to me. Things to consider as we have closed the door on 2020. These postings from Facebook. The dumbest thing I ever bought was a 2020 planner. In 2019, we said stay away from negative people. In 2020, stay away from positive people. Every few days, try your jeans on just to make sure they still fit. Pajamas will have you feeling all is well in the kingdom. Yeah, so will those yoga pants. I never thought the comment, I wouldn't touch him or her with a 6-foot pole, would become a national policy. Here we are. And never in a million years could we have imagined we would go to a bank wearing a mask and ask for money. Come on, vaccine. Knucklehead news out of North Dakota, where a guy doesn't take rejection very well, and he's facing charges for threatening to murder a former coworker who wouldn't accept his Facebook friend request. The 29-year-old sent a bunch of threatening Facebook messages to a man he used to work with before he was laid off. Police say the messages became increasingly aggressive, and eventually he warned, "Accept my friend request or I'm going to kill you." Then after his request was repeatedly ignored, he showed up at the guy's house he requested to be a friend with. Kicked in the front door. 911 was called. Police hauled him off to jail. He's been charged with burglary and terrorizing. Gotta be more to this story. Why would you risk your life over a friend request? The Daily Buzz. Paul at WCSY.com is my email. If you find something to buzz about, just send it to me. Copy and paste a link on our social media. Or snail mail still works. 11-637-M140 in South Haven, 49090. Daily Buzz podcasts, all our podcasts, are at WCSY.com. Just click the podcast tab. Oh, yeah, and if you got a new smart speaker for Christmas, ask it to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.